it's never going to go away.
It's Good to Be Back, the first full-length release from Cincinnati's The Veins, is an album created by struggle, tempered by compromise, and forged in defiance. Fans of Social Distortion, Bad Religion, or even the Gaslight Anthem should stop what they're doing and go grab a copy of It's Good to Be Back, not only to help support the local music scene, but simply because it is a great album performed by a damn fine band. Darling, darling, hold your head high. Late in 2013, shortly after the initial tracks for the album had been laid down, lead singer Adam Stafford posted on Tumblr that the band was taking a short hiatus, and that the drummer, Chris Ulrich, was taking some time away to focus on his collegiate studies. The writing of that post is an indication of how grounded in reality these musicians are, but more so, how much they genuinely care about each other and their followers. 5 months later, the first 100 copies of It's Good to Be Back arrived in the mail, and the band is now preparing for an official release date and a show to celebrate. The sound on It's Good to Be Back is bold, brash, and knee-deep in cheap beer, black leather, and failed relationships. Stafford's vocals remind me of the Frankel Project's Jake Tippy, with his angst-filled shouted anthems of rebellion and general discontent. Musically, there's a great deal of symmetry between The Veins and the Frankel Project as well. At first listen, the songs sound really good in the car, driving fast, with the windows down. But as you become more familiar with the lyrics, they begin to paint a picture of internal struggles with intense coming-of-age themes. The language contained within It's Good to Be Back is so raw and close to the heart that I can only guess it is at least semi-autobiographical. The album opens with the heart-wrenching House of Cards, a story of overcoming chemical dependency that resolves itself throughout the album in songs like C'est la vie, a tale about letting go of, if not throwing away, the past, and Prodigal Son, an anthem of redemption and facing the truth.
My hands, they shiver and shake.
Confessional at 5 a.m. is a ballad to unrequited love, facing of one's fears, and facing life itself. There's a simultaneous young person's angst and a mature self-awareness present in this song that balances perfectly with the acoustic guitar and makes it a song that can be easily internalized.
I count pills and take them for breakfast. You're just waking up. As I finally stumble home.
There is a rich and dark iconoclasm in The Long Way Home, in which Stafford juxtaposes biblical characters with drunks and users in a seedy, self-perpetuating tale of abuse and deceit.
Mary Magdalene's my only friend. I'm waking up alone in her bed. Drag myself to the shower again to wash away last night's sins. I find my shirt, my dirty jeans. I start.
At the end of the album, we find Asleep at the Wheel and It's Good to Be Back. In Asleep at the Wheel, the Vanes do a remarkable job of reprising the album's previous themes, both lyrically and musically, while It's Good to Be Back speaks to the realization of one's true self, one's past, one's flaws, and one's strengths, and the acceptance that all of that is what makes one human.
Now I have grown tired of never seeing the sunrise. The morning's a stranger cause I've lived for the night. I've slept in the gutter and I've driven dead end roads. I've paid all my dues back to everyone I owe. With blood on on the telephone, left searching for something I never owned. And I've been running since then, like a stray.
The struggles that it took, both personally and musically, to create It's Good to Be Back are clearly and honestly expressed in all 12 tracks of the album. As difficult as those challenges appear to have been, I hope that by expressing them in song, a sense of catharsis has been reached and that, in the end, the success of the album makes it worth it. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
And I know that I've been wrong. I'm finding out the things that I lack. I deserve every stone that has been thrown at me. But God, it feels good to be back.